The 6'8 Pelage is on the ball defensively. Martin inbounds the Dewar. He'll launch from half court. And it just misses the mark. Boston University wins the America East without having the lead until the final seconds of the game.
Yes, the BU and WBUR means we have an affiliation with Boston University, so I've got to admit I was super psyched when the BU Men's Terriers beat Stony Brook 56-54 this weekend, because that means March Madness is coming to Commonwealth Avenue. Bill Littlefield is here, as he is on most Wednesdays, to talk with us about that unlikely victory and other news in sports. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Megha.
Not wearing your Terrier red, though.
Well, I'm afraid that the big dance is going to be a short two-step for the Terriers. But all right, they made it to the tournament.
All right.
First time in a number of years.
You're
so good
breaking
on them.
My heart. But they are seeded 16th in the which region? I got to get this right here. Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
But they drew, of course, number one, Kansas. So short, you see them out in the first round.
A 16 has never beaten a 1 on the men's side, so that's not likely to happen. Bucknell is not going to beat UConn. Well, that would be a 14 beating a 3. Hampton is not going to beat Duke. Pittsburgh is going to get by UNC Asheville. I mean, these things just happen in the first round of the tournament.
Still, because I do love a Cinderella story, I am hoping against hope, and I want to play a little bit of tape here from John Holland. He's the star player for BU. When he reacted to the fact that they're going to the big dance.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Couldn't ask for anything more. It was just a great experience here, and it's not over yet.
So
yes, it is.
In that case, though, who are you putting in your bracket, Bill?
Well, you know, I always wait until the last possible moment, and then I alphabetize my brackets. But seriously, there are certain coaches I don't like, and I always say that their teams will lose. And generally, the less likable the coach is, the more likely it is that his team will win. And that's why I never finish at the top of the for amusement purposes only bracket derby,
always
held
for
annually in most offices around the country.
That's why you've inspired me for amusement purposes only to do a reverse alphabetical order this year in my bracket. So I'm going with Xavier.
Why not? Wofford. Way down towards the bottom of the alphabet.
Well, moving on to football, there are more than a few angry players in the NFL. Let's listen to a little bit of why.
If they love this game half as much as our fans do, and if they love it a quarter as much as our players do, I'll tell you what, by Monday, everybody will know that football is going to be played.
Well, that's DeMaurice Smith, head of the NFL Players Association, because players have been locked out, Bill. What have they been locked out for?
Well, basically, they couldn't come to an agreement. The players and the owners couldn't come to an agreement about how to split that second $1 billion that the owners wanted over the top of the money that the league generates each year. And so now it goes to the courts, and I just learned a little earlier this afternoon that the first hearing on this to see what will happen next will be on April 6th. So very likely nothing will happen between now and April 6th, although, of course, it's still possible that some sort of intermediaries on both sides are secretly meeting somewhere in a hotel conference room, and they'll come up with something.
Well, we'll see, Bill, and we'll ask you about it when it happens. Bill Littlefield is the host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on WBUR, and, of course, most Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Megna.